broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
And we are back toward the latter part of day two here at ATD 2017, doing Learning Insights live from the conference show floor. Wrapping up day two with just a couple more conversations. I am so delighted we're going to get a chance to visit with this gentleman. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Director Learning and Development with AutoNation, Mr. Steve Parkins. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, Steve, it must be exciting working for AutoNation. Can you share with our listeners about AutoNation in case they're not familiar?
Yeah, happy to. So AutoNation is the largest automotive retailer in the United States. We are a Fortune 500 company with about $22 billion worth of revenue. We're located in 16 states and have 270 rooftops.
Wow.
And about 22,000 associates.
He's answered that question before, I think.
So now, being dominant brand in car sales, does that put a little more pressure on you as learning and development?
Does it make you cocky? You got to
be dominant in learning and development, right?
We never get cocky, but we certainly have a leadership role in the industry, so we have to be really good at what we do because folks are always looking at us. There's always a target on our back, of course.
So now, what type of projects do you get involved in?
Well, I personally am involved, my team and I are involved in assisting the variable ops or sales operations teams in what they do. So we're on the sales side of operations.
All right, because without sales, nobody eats, right?
That is correct. We eat what we kill.
So now how important, so you're a sales organization really, right?
That is correct.
So now what are some of the things you do to help your people sell more and sell better?
Well, there's a number of things that we do. Certainly, we're involved in designing the new hire sales program. We put them through what we call our sales ignition program.
So you think you can take anybody and make them a salesperson?
Not anybody.
Let's want to do a test?
Let's
grab
try.
Somebody.
Let's give it a go.
How long would it take?
Well, we actually hire typically people who aren't sales associates.
So you prefer
some of our
no
new
sales?
Models. Well, you know, there's less to unlearn.
So unlearning is a portion. That's harder, right? If somebody thinks they know how to sell?
Absolutely.
Well, no, there's really something to that, right? Because your system, your mindset, your whole approach, the way that you work with your customers is so dramatically different, at least from my experience and understanding, than, you know, the traditional car lot down the road. So you really do probably prefer to work with folks that might not necessarily have that experience.
That's absolutely right. We are a process-driven sales organization, and much of what we do is antithetical to what the old car sales
guys
might
be taught. Right, you do one price.
That's correct. We recently transitioned, actually, all of our used car sales to a one-price, no-haggle philosophy.
Right. So what was it like from a cultural standpoint to when you said, hey, we're going one price?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah, that's a great idea, Steve. Let's do it. I can't wait to jump on board the one-price train.
Not so much. No, it was a heavy lift culturally, certainly with a lot of the veteran associates that we had. There was some resistance. It was not just a training effort, but it was certainly a major change initiative as well.
That's a culture. It's a shift in the culture of the company, right?
Absolutely. I mean, people have been selling and negotiating on car sales for literally generations, and to take that 90 degree turn was somewhat of a heavy lift.
Because that's some of that, from a salesperson's standpoint, of being able to convince someone to buy at this price, that's how their self-worth is determined.
Very, very often the case, and that's how they're compensated, quite frankly. So
right.
The whole thing was set up for that type of negotiation environment.
And then managing change, too. It's not like everyone is at the same place with respect to their adoption of the change and the change in behavior. You got some folks that maybe are even a little ahead of the curve. You got some that are right where you thought they ought to be. And then you got some that you're wondering if they're going to make it. You got to deal with all these people at the same time, right?
That is exactly right. So the design of the training events and programs that we put together, plus the change management initiatives, had to take that into account.
Can you share a little bit about some of the elements of the training and the change strategy that you guys were implementing?
Yeah, absolutely. First, let's take the change strategy. It was top-down driven, so we had executive sponsorship, and we really focused a lot on the why behind the need.
So really, what was the why behind the need?
The major why, quite frankly, is the customers are driving the change. The customers are buying cars and shopping for cars and getting information differently than they did 20, 30 years ago.
Right. So it might have been implemented top-down, but it was really bottom-up from a standpoint of the desire of the customer was to be treated in this manner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. The change has to happen. If you want to go where the customer's going, you needed to adopt the change.
So you make that call, you say we're going to do it. So what's the first thing you do to kind of roll this out?
So we had a communications campaign. We had our president and COO do a video that we were able to open up each of our what we called one price boot camps with, so that there was an executive message right up front. And then we designed what is being referred to as one price boot camp for our new WordTrax and one price processes.
So now, when you're doing something like that, do you just flip a switch and say, okay, on Tuesday, it's one price?
That's a way, right?
That would have been one way. I don't think I'd be here talking with you if that's the case.
So you piloted it somewhere?
Yeah, we did. We piloted it down in Corpus Christi, Texas. We kicked the tire, so to speak, with the program for a bit. Once we got it rolled out and got some feedback from the sales force and customers, we then iterated a little bit and then continued to roll it out nationally.
Now, what were some surprises when you started rolling it out? What were you learning?
Well, we were learning that the associates were, quite frankly, many of them were just ready for it. They really liked the idea.
They liked it more than you thought?
More than we thought.
Like, why wouldn't we do this before? What were we afraid of?
Some of them did, and even some of the luxury brands, because we have all types of brands, domestic, import, and luxury, they said that we're already kind of doing this right now. So glad you guys are catching up.
So that, from an executive standpoint, what was it like giving that feedback up the chain there?
Well, you know, it was interesting because in addition to the executive video to help roll out, one of the other best practices we had was we had the regional or market executive team present at all of these training programs and boot camps. So they were getting that message firsthand during our Q&As post the 4-hour boot camp.
That is good mojo right there, to have that level of visible endorsement, expressing, modeling, rewarding those new behaviors. Did you find yourself, though, in spite of this success curve, having to change the change any?
You know, there was one significant change that we made. It was an enhancement, we believe, which was in addition to the sales associates going through the training, the sales managers and the sales leadership went through it. About one-third in, we realized that it would be best to get them involved in the coaching and certification process. So we turned the managers into certifiers of the new process right within the boot camp. So we had the leadership on the ground acting as coaches and certifiers.
So they were kind of evangelizing it at that point?
That is exactly right. And it certainly stole their ability to go back and say, nah, don't listen to anything that
exactly.
You just...
Can't complain about it now.
Yeah, that's right. They were involved.
So now, any do's and don'ts if you were to do it again?
It was a heavy lift because we were in 16 states across the union. So I would have hired a logistics company to support me in it because I got a few
you got
more gray hairs.
At logistics.
I got really good at logistics and booking Panera Bread.
So now, what's next for you guys?
Well, you know, this one price rollout really was a step towards preparing for what we call AutoNation USA, which are standalone used car dealerships. And we had to turn all of our used inventory in our franchise stores into one price prior to rolling out USA. So we just opened up an AutoNation USA down in Corpus Christi, which is a one price model, but used only, with a unique sales process supported by technology and a streamlined customer centric process. We're opening up our second store in Houston next month.
People are embracing the one price it's now kind of now, it seems like common sense now after the fact, right?
Honestly, it does seem like common sense. Customers love it. Associates love it. It saves time, and it just reduces all the stress and headache of a negotiated sales experience.
Now, does that make it easier to do sales training when there's one price, or does that change that at all?
It makes it somewhat easier. Again, this is still only on used cars. We also are the largest new car company or automotive retailer in the United States. So we have something of a blended approach in sales right now, depending on if it's new or used. But when it comes down to training on used cars, it certainly makes it easier because we don't have to train the negotiation element.
Now, when you're training for sales, what is the... Like, what's the type of selling that is going on?
So
more of a consultative selling, or like, how are you approaching the selling?
Yeah, we are using a consultative sales approach, and we allow the customer to drive the process. We give them, you know, options and overviews of steps that they could take and ask them which direction they'd like to go.
So now that the Parkins methodology has been validated, it's out there, it's proven. We got that set up. You come to something like this, a conference like this. What are you trying to learn and accomplish while you're here?
Well, you know, we at AutoNation use a blended learning approach, both e-learning and instructor-led training. But I want to make sure that we don't throw out the basics and the blocking and tackling. So I'm focused this visit on facilitation skills, improving job aid design, things of that nature. Just nothing really too sexy and modern, but really important stuff.
But critical, fundamental. I mean, you can't let that go. You can't dismiss that.
That is correct.
Good stuff. So if somebody wanted to learn more about AutoNation, where should they go?
AutoNation.com.
So if any of your car needs.
For any of our car needs, new or used.
And you're in 16 states, but can anybody get a car from CarNation? Like, okay, is there an online element of this?
Yeah, absolutely. You can actually transact entirely online, and we do so.
That's how good of salespeople you are.
That's right. There you go.
So before we wrap, I got to ask, is there a book or two in you? I mean, you've really seen and done a lot. Any aspirations to commit some of this to paper?
I have a book title that I'll give you. It's called Not One Original Thought.
I think there was a movie by that name.
Could very well be. Well, it's been an absolute delight having you come join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to talk about our program.
Yes, sir. Keep up the good work, man, and let's talk again sometime.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production, brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.